Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Crick Blog podcast. Charbel here from Crick Blog, along with my co-host Nash. We're here to discuss quite a few topics today, including whether the 100 is the most pointless competition in the history of cricket, looking ahead to India versus Sri Lanka, which starts this week, England-West Indies third test, and also touch on Australia players being available for Sheffield Shield before the India series. That story came out the last couple of days, which is very exciting. And we'll also touch on, there's a test match as well in Ireland, so we might touch on that as well. Nash, how's things?
Yeah, it's pretty cold in Melbourne. Like you said, we are here to discuss 100, which, to be honest, I don't know what's there to discuss. I haven't watched a lot of it.
Mate, you're better than me. I haven't watched any.
I've watched a couple of highlights maybe here and there, watched some content on social media while scrolling through, and yeah, like it's a dead tournament in my opinion.
I mean,
No one follows it as much as they do some of the other tournaments. No one really seems to care about that. And I think it's going to sort of on the downward trend for the next 2 years, or even
they're trying to
stop it.
Trying to resurrect it, aren't they, the ECB? They're desperate because the stuff I see on social media is England fans blasting it. There is a real hatred for this competition from even the England supporters. A lot of them, the general consensus is scrap it.
I mean, maybe we haven't reached that point yet, but maybe it's the BCCI's fault. It isn't working.
Oh, here we go.
I mean, has someone said, has someone thought of that?
That didn't take you long. But the ECB. I mean, because this tournament takes up the peak of the England summer, and everything else is sort of rushed to cater for this 100, and no one else plays it. It's not played internationally. It's on at 3 o'clock in the morning here in Sydney. I'm not waking up for the 100. Let's be real.
I mean, the real question is. Yes, we know why the 100 is actually existing. It's because of the money. You know, ECB just wants the money. They haven't done a case study on it, whether it's working or not, whether it's providing anything to the cricket
community.
They're
desperate to keep it going, aren't they?
They're just desperate to keep it going because of the contracts, agreements with sponsors and the money. But from the looks of it, I can see people hating on it, and I can see people not viewing it on the television. Because it's behind a paywall. It's on Sky, so it's behind a paywall. You have to pay for it. And if people don't care about it, they just won't pay for it. And you already have the county championship. You have the one-day cup, and then you have the T20
blast
as well.
Yep.
My question is this really providing anything to your cricket economy, to your cricket community? Economy maybe to some extent, because it's still revenue. You know, tickets are getting sold, chips are being bought, you know, you're selling beer at the venues. There's some revenue for the counties that are involved here, that are the stadiums that are involved. But aside from that, there's no real benefit for this tournament at all.
The risk, though, with the county thing is that, you know, the news coming out that the ECB is looking to sell a 49% stake in each of the teams to private investors, including IPL franchise owners.
Yep.
If that's the case, counties lose control.
Yep.
What happens is when you sell to private investors, they want to do everything in their power just to make the most money. It's not necessarily about the cricket itself. It's more about how much money can we make. And they would want the best players available. So what does that mean for England Test cricket? What does that mean for the counties? What does that mean for other tournaments around? Because there's also the Major League Cricket, and there's also the Global Canada T20. There's other things going on as well. So there's big questions that have to be asked. There was a great article by Chris Stocks in inews.co.uk that summarized this really, really well. Is that the 100 has been dwindling in terms of viewership, in terms of all that sort of stuff for the last couple of years. And as you mentioned, crowds haven't been that great in this tournament. So I think the ECB is in a situation now, they're really desperately trying to find ways to bump this up, but I don't think the public is really gearing towards it, if I'm honest. I'm seeing is England fans are against it.
Yeah, everyone is against it. And what I can see happening if this 100 format keeps on going. And if private investors, IPL owners, whoever that is, have some stake in these teams, what I can see happening, which happened with T20 cricket, by the way, which I thought of it, I realized a few days ago. England basically invented T20 cricket
They
back in
did.
back in 2003.
Yes.
And India or BCCI or IPL showed them the real value of that T20
Yes.
format. And now everyone is on IPL's case saying how even England former cricketers, Lloyd and Hussain and everyone, how IPL is ruining cricket. And same thing can happen with the 100 as well. If IPL owners come through, we could see
Yep.
this format because of the sheer money that they'll put in, they will do anything and everything to get the profit out of it. And that means, just go out there, pure marketing promotions, every single thing that IPL
Yeah.
does, and then it will succeed, and then it will be taken to a whole new level, and then people will say, oh, how IPL owners are destroying.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a circle, it's just the
Yeah.
chronology of that.
The question is, will IPL owners want to invest in this? Because,
That's a good question as well, because
you
there's
look
not
at
much money.
the numbers in it at the moment. You look at everything that's in front of you on the table. What are the viewership figures like? What's the public's perception of this tournament? What players are available? It clashes with the England Test series a lot of the time. I know last year in the Ashes they crammed everything in to finish the series before the end of July, just so they get this 100 going. It's incredible how hard the ECB are pushing. But yeah, there's big questions about it. I haven't been a fan of it at all in the few years it's been around. I've never really gotten into it. I know it's on at a bad time of night here, but even the highlights and following it, yeah, it's just, I feel it's a bit pointless when you've got the
It
blast and you
is.
can invest in
It
that
is.
properly.
And I've just got it on my work laptop. The highlights from last night, maybe. I don't even know if it's last night or two from 2 years ago. So I can't really tell. But
Who knows?
what I don't see is there's n like all the Australian stars have gone to the US to play
Yes, they
Major League
have. And
Cricket.
I know Pat Cummins was clear on that. Like, he chose
Exactly.
the US.
Yeah, because it's a new market, people want to play cricket in a new country, and obviously they're throwing a lot of money at it.
Yes.
I don't see any stars will bring people to the venues. Same thing, same was the issue with Big Bash a couple of years ago for a few years when they tried to extend the season and all the big stars were just playing test cricket and no one was really watching Big Bash because there was no star
Or playing
value
in
involved.
other T20 leagues.
Exactly. The reason why IPL is such a big value is because of the stars that people come to watch. If you don't have, yes, people love cricket, but if you don't have those stars playing the sport, people lose interest, and that's how it goes. It's not like everyone is like us who will watch any and every cricket game that's out there. So, or at
No,
least try to.
especially when there's so much of it. So
Yeah, exactly.
you've got to try to enhance the value of your product as much as you can when there's so
Yep.
much out there. Why is your product better than everything else?
Absolutely.
There's so much at the moment, around the world, always, in cricket leagues and test cricket and international cricket. So it's an interesting one. We'll see. It's always a developing story, this 100 stuff. I think Andrew Strauss was I heard a report that he was interested in buying franchises or something like that. I go, oh, that isn't that a conflict of interest? But anyway, given his position. But yeah, we'll see what happens there. Speaking
All
of
in all, it's a
international cricket,
pointless tournament.
yeah, it is. It really is. I've never
Summarize.
gotten into it. I'm a cricket tragic, as everyone knows, and no, haven't gotten into it. But into international cricket, England, they 2-0 up in the Test series against West
Yes.
Indies. That Trent Bridge game was shaping up to be a pretty good one, and then it ended, didn't even get to day five. Oh, disappointing how it ended. But Bashir did well. 100 for Root, 100 for Brook. The question I want to have is, there's a lot of praise for Harry Brook, a lot of talent. There's Kevin Peterson comparisons. Is it too early? I think it is.
It is. It is. I mean, I saw a brilliant, brilliant tweet, which was basically behind the scenes to rile people up from the England camp.
Oh,
saying
right.
saying I think you saw it too, saying how Harry Brook is this wonderful player, but we'll never know, we will not know his true talent until he's performed in India. And all the English fans below that tweet were going, oh, so when did the India become the standard or this and that?
Yeah.
I'm like, hold on, you put the same caveat to every single Indian player. Remember Kohli a
That's
few years
true.
back when he didn't perform in England, and when
Yeah,
he
that's a
went
fair point, mate.
performed in Australia, and everyone was like, but he didn't do it in England. And I'm like, so what? He's still a great player. You know, and that's basically the classic English hypocrisy, isn't it? With any sport, football, be it cricket, be it F1, any sport. But again, we are here to discuss the test match. Yes, Harry Brook is a good player, and he is on his way to be a great player in a few years, but I think it's too early to do
It's
the
too early to tell
comparisons
because,
with
especially with the Peterson comparisons, Peterson in 2005 took on Warne and McGrath and these guys, that great Australia team, took them head on and represented a different England mindset of we're just going to take these guys on and not take a backward step against some of the best cricketers to ever play the game. Harry Brooks had a great start, but it's still early.
Yep,
There's going to
exactly.
be
I mean,
bigger tests that come.
here's how good Kevin Peterson was. It's not often that an Indian fan feels helpless and
Yes.
hopeless when India plays at home. The last time I did was Mumbai 2012.
He was
I was
incredible.
like,
One of the
this
great
cannot be
knocks.
happening. I mean,
Yeah, he was batting on a different pitch to most other players
exactly.
that game. It was amazing.
Exactly. And to take all these bowlers, like you mentioned, you know, McGrath and Warne head on in his debut series, I think it was brilliant to watch. And don't get me wrong, Harry Brook will eventually get there, but I think it's still a long way to go.
I agree. Still early. The Ashes next year will be a great test for him because there's going to be a target on him now. There's all this talk and the hype around him. Australia will really try and make it as difficult as possible for him. If he can get through that test really well, perform well here, that's a big plus, big tick next to his name.
I think before we finish on this test match, one thing I would like to point out, and this has been on for since social media has started existing, but people often quickly compare, and it's just human
They
mentality,
do.
right? People just often quickly compare. It was, you know, Prithvi Shaw with Sachin Tendulkar. It was Shubman Gill with Virat Kohli. It was this
Yes,
and that,
yes.
and now it's Harry
Puts a lot
Brook
of
with
pressure on them.
Kevin Peterson. I mean, it's not about even pressure. My point is, the fact, the thing that makes these great players great is for how long they were able to do it.
Exactly.
It's not, you know, they came 2 years and then they were out. It's what, you know, Virat Kohli has been all format player since 2011, since he made his test debut. Sachin Tendulkar literally did it for 24 years. You know, Ricky Ponting, you see Steve Smith, you see Steve Smith is a great batsman because of how long he has been able to do it, not because he has just
Exactly.
been able to do it everywhere. You know, and that's why Marnus still isn't there, because he hasn't been that consistent for that long. And
That's right.
that's why I say
I
there's still
agree.
a long way to go. That's why Alistair Cook is a great player. That's why Joe Root is a great player, because they've just been doing everywhere and every time.
Yes, you're 100% right. So that's when we say it's a bit too early. That's exactly what we mean. These great players have done it over many years. They've been consistent. They're very, very strong in their processes and they stick to it over a long period of time. So you're 100% right on that. And when even for the likes of Shoaib Bashir and these guys coming into the England camp, it's still early days because you've got to do it for a long period of time. That's the challenge coming time and time again. So that test match starts tonight. England have picked the same team, which surprised me. I thought they'd give some other guys a chance, given the series has been wrapped up. But they haven't. They've gone with the same team. Hopefully the West Indies can put on a bit of a fight in this one. This weekend, we've got India in Sri Lanka. Three T20s, three ODIs in this tour. We talked about in our last episode, Surya Kumar Yadav as the captain. I think he made some good points that India wants someone who's always in that squad as a captain in T20 cricket. For you as an India fan, what are you most looking forward to
I mean,
for this
Suraj
tour?
is there. We don't need to talk about anyone. Suraj is there versus Sri Lanka. He's come up with the goods. He always
Oh,
has.
memories of that Asia Cup.
I
Oh
mean,
my gosh.
just score 150 and Suraj will take care of the rest. I mean, it's but no, jokes aside, I think it's India will try to test different combinations, different batters at different positions. There are a few, obviously, few batters that are, that we know where they'll bat, like Gill and Jaiswal and Surya Kumar Yadav and even Rishabh Pant. So they'll like to test out Riyan Parag. They'll like to test out Rinku Singh as in that finisher role, give him that long, extended tenure that he deserves in that finisher role. I mean, again, I'll say Shivam Dubey in the team doesn't make sense, given Hardik Pandya's there, given Washington Sundar's there, given Akshar Patel's there. But I think this is that last bit of opportunity that Shivam Dubey has been given, I hope. And then obviously you got the bowlers that they'll need to test, like Ravi Bishnoi, Khalil Ahmed. And obviously it's a good, well-balanced side. And I think if they can stick with this combination for the next 2 years, I think these are the players, most of them, obviously you got Bumrah to come in, but most of them will go to that 2026 World Cup. So I think they'll like to get their combinations right.
Yeah, big tour for Shubman Gill. There's a lot of raps on him, and always, yeah, as you mentioned, comparisons. Big tour for him, just to
And I
get
think
some more runs on the board.
he knows that as well.
He does, yeah.
He's given a few statements saying, the 6 months
Yes.
earlier in T20 International haven't gone to his plan, and
Yep.
he knows that he didn't deserve that spot. But I think this is where it's kind of like his redemption arc, where he'll try to get that T20 opening slot
Yep.
locked in.
Yep. Repay the faith kind of thing. And yeah, there's competition for that T20 spot with Jaiswal there, even Gaikwad in the background, etc.
Yes.
So, yes. So, yeah, important to for Sri Lanka. Well, they've been thrashed by India over the last few years. 50 over cricket. The last two results, what, the Asia Cup final, India won with about 260 balls to spare, bottom out 50. Bottom out 55 later on in the World Cup. So, there's a lot. They've got a few injuries, Sri Lanka, but there is talent there. There's some players there that I like, but they got to put it together. They've got to put it together. They were disappointing in the T20 World Cup, I thought, and in the ODI World Cup last year, only snippets of what they're capable of, but they've got to show it for longer. Yeah, because there's talent there. It's
Yeah,
about, yeah,
absolutely. And
bringing it
there's
out.
they haven't announced the one day squad, but yes, India has, and it looks like a pretty full squad as well. With the top
Classic
order.
Sri Lanka. They don't announce their squads until the last minute. They do it so often. I don't know what's going on.
I mean, it's just to keep the intrigue and the mystery around it. But yeah, I mean, with India, I think they're looking towards that 2027 World Cup in South Africa, and most of these players who are in the squad, I'm hoping will go to that World Cup. You got Rohit Sharma,
Including Rohit and Virat, from what we've
exactly.
been hearing. Yep.
You got Shreyas Iyer, you got Pant, KL Rahul, and Gill as well at the top, and it's looking like a settled squad. You got bowlers. They want to try out new bowlers. They want to try out Harshit Rana. They want to try out where Washington Sundar fits in this one day squad. They
Yep.
want to try out where Ashdeep Singh fits. They want to try out where Khalil Ahmed sits, because you got Siraj and you got Bumrah as your fast bowlers. But if it's in South Africa, you need that third bowler, and maybe that's where Hardik Pandya comes into play as well. But obviously he's not
Shami,
in
if
the.
he's fit and
Oh
firing,
yes,
Shami, of
Shami.
course.
Sorry, criminal that I forgot him. Absolutely criminal. But yeah,
Yeah, like, where are you going with this?
Shami.
Where's Shami?
Shami comes in, and yeah.
Yes.
Sorry,
Of
Shami comes in. But I think they'll need that
course.
all-rounder role as well
But there's
with
always,
Hardik Pandya.
auditions for other fast
Yep.
bowlers if there's an injury to one of the key guys that, yeah, I'm the next in line. So you want to be performing in these games from an individual perspective as well.
Yeah, and
Absolutely.
we don't know what's happening with Champions Trophy either. I mean, yeah, it's going ahead, but You
I
know,
highly doubt India will go there. I don't think India will be going to Pakistan personally. I'll be very surprised if they do.
I'll be surprised if they do as well, but I'll be surprised if how they approach this. That will be really interesting to see when they announce if they're not going, and how, what will be the reaction. And well, we know what the reaction from the Western media will be. They can't wrap their heads around it, because oh come on, you just go touring for cricket. But yeah, you can't speak about it unless you fully understand what the geopolitical reasons and consequences of that are. And yeah, I mean, it's going to be really interesting. If they do end up traveling to Champions Trophy, that'll be a good test
I
of
think
this squad as well.
they'll play in it, but they won't play in Pakistan. They'll probably put half the tournament in Sri Lanka
Maybe.
or the UAE.
Yeah, maybe.
That's what the reports are suggesting. I highly doubt India will be in the tournament. I can't see a situation where the
And
ICC
maybe
won't
we
do everything
will.
they can, won't do everything they can to ensure India are in the tournament. They're the biggest revenue, they're the biggest revenue raisers
Yep.
in any
And
tournament.
that's the fun part of this, isn't it? Because as a cricket fan, you want everything to go right. But as a a sane person, you stop and think, what if India actually doesn't play in this Champions Trophy? What are the consequences to the ICC and to all the other countries of this? Because as you rightly put, India is the largest revenue generator in this sport. People will still end up watching, don't get me wrong. Like Indians, everyone will end up watching, but it won't have that same effect from
Well,
sponsors, from
you got to go back
broadcasters.
to you got to go back to 2007 World Cup.
Yep.
India were out early in that,
Yep.
and we saw the consequences of that. The format of the 50 over World Cup changed completely from that because you don't want
Exactly.
a situation where India are out early. So imagine
Exactly.
not having India in a competition at all,
Yeah.
you know, especially for
And
something like a Champions Trophy, which is not considered as prestigious as the others.
yep.
If India are not in it, and India fans are not as engaged, it's not going to be very, very worthwhile for
That's
the
true.
ICC, for
That's true.
broadcasters, for advertisers, sponsors, etc.
I'm just saying, if it happens, it'll be a fun day to watch. It'll be a
Oh,
fun
no.
day on social
Yeah, I
media.
think only in our dreams, I think.
If India could just say, okay, we are not going, that's it, just take care of yourself, and that'll be a
Yeah.
fun day to watch.
And then Sri Lanka come in, I think, is what would
Yep.
happen. But yeah, I can't see that happening. The ICC will be like, no, we'll figure out something for you. Don't worry. I think they'll be playing, like the Asia Cup a couple of years ago or last year.
Yeah.
It'll be in Sri Lanka as well. So anyway, look forward to those matches there. I hope Sri Lanka can put up a fight, but expect India to do quite well. Now, later in the year, I can't wait for this Autogavaskar Trophy. Some news has come out over the last couple of days that Australia will have the opportunity to field their test stars in at least four or five Sheffield Shield matches before the test series.
Yep.
Can't remember that the last time that's happened. That would be incredible. Now, Australia do play white ball games against Pakistan at home before the India series. So they've got three matches in T20s, three ODIs. I'd love to see the test players play the red ball stuff, get ready for the big India series. We need to win that Autogavaskar Trophy back. Need to get into the top two of the World Test Championship and give some up and coming players, Cooper Connolly, Jake Fraser-McGurk, Matt Short, Lance Morris, and all these guys, the chance to play that white ball cricket against Pakistan. That
Yep.
has to happen.
Yep.
What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Can't wait for the series to get
I
underway. And
can't wait. It's going to be a
it's
belter.
starts on the 22nd of November, I think, for the first test. And the Sheffield Shield tournament starts on the 8th of October, I think. So that there's
Yes.
a month and a half before the test series, and that means the red ball players will get enough practice.
That's critical. That needs to be the priority.
Exactly. And I think it's going to be the squad itself is going, we know what the squad is going to be from an Australian point of view and from an Indian point of view. It'll be interesting to see what Steve Smith's approach is, and if they keep him as an opener, I think, which they will,
They
because
have to.
the lack of planning that hasn't
Well,
been done in the last 2 years.
That was the big question. When you put Cameron Green to number four and Steve Smith to opener, if Cameron Green performs, which he has already, there is no way you can change Cameron Green from that position.
No. And it'll be interesting because I don't see, this may come back to bite me later on, but I don't see Steve Smith being that successful against India as an opener.
I hope you're wrong, but yeah, I'm a bit worried about that as well as an opener.
Especially if you look at the fast bowling India has done over the years, especially in Australia, you got Siraj, you got Shami, you got Bumrah. I mean, those are some heavy hitters off the red ball. And, you know, it's going to be really fun watching them make the Australian batters dance around on their teams.
Yep. And Australia's bowlers have got to do the same. And the big question for me, I know we'll preview this later in the year as the series comes closer, but who's going to play that Pujara role for India? Who's going to bat long? Mm. The big, big reason why India won the last two series, in my opinion, is because they had Pujara there as the rock.
Yep.
We just couldn't get him out.
Yep.
I looked at Pujara's, you know, stance all summer on two separate occasions. We got sick of the sight of him. But absolutely. That allowed everyone else to do their thing around him. So it'd be really interesting to see how the Indian batting lineup holds against the Australians and what the pitchers will be like.
Yep. And
Because if
also,
they like what
Rishabh
they were
Pant
last
is
summer,
back.
it'd be interesting. Yep,
Rishabh
Pant
Pant
is
is
back.
back. So
Yep, that's big. That's
you
big as
got
well,
him
of
in that
course.
middle order, and it's a whole new ball game because he wasn't
Yep.
obviously there for the England series. And we
Of
saw
course.
a few new faces. Yashasvi Jaiswal is coming into his own in the test format.
Yes.
And it's going to be really interesting to see how he tackles the Cummins and the Starks and the Hazelwoods of Australia. So, all in all,
but what India need to do is
tournament.
Set up a platform for Pant as often as they can. That's when he's most dangerous. Of course, he can be dangerous even when he comes in early and sort of counter-attack and all that.
Yep.
But if you can set up a platform for him and tire out the bowlers as much as you can, he is just a very dangerous player to come in
I
that
mean,
situation.
anything beyond 400 and it's India's test. I mean,
Oh, yeah.
with the bowling attack that we've got, I mean,
Either way,
yeah.
Runs on the board for either team. They've got the bowling attacks to put the others under significant pressure.
I can
Yeah, so
see
that's going to be interesting.
some careers being ended on either side. On
Oh,
either
big
side.
call.
So let's see.
Oh, here we go. Big call. Let's
But
see what happens.
I'm balancing it by saying it on either side. So
Both sides. Both
both
sides.
sides,
But
yeah.
you really mean Australia. But yeah, you're saying both sides.
Well, let's hope so. Let's hope for the best. But yeah.
It should be interesting. As you could see, we're very excited for that. We can't wait for it. A few months away. So hopefully the Australian players get all that Sheffield Shield experience. And that game time in the middle in red ball cricket, because there's been a lot of white ball stuff, as we know. The last test they played was, back in February against New Zealand, from memory. So it's been a while. So I look forward to that. Thanks, Nash. Thanks to all the viewers and listeners. You can catch us on CrickBlog Pod on Instagram and X. We'll be posting some reels from our episodes. You, of course, Spotify, YouTube, Apple, etc. for the full episode. So I hope you enjoyed this episode.